Today we're going to continue our discussion of Perek Chelek, disputes with different heretics revolving Tchias HaMesim, resurrection of the dead, issues relating to how we're going to be resurrected. And we're going to begin with the Gemara on Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. And we are about 12 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says the following. Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says, Bidvar zeh ziyafti sifrei minim. With respect to this matter, I proved that the books of the heretics are forgeries. Shehayu omrim, that they would say, Ein tchias hamesim min haTorah. There's no resurrection of the dead from the Torah. So what would they do? What was their, how would they forge the documents? In other words, the Rabbi Lazar Yossi says that I exposed that their books were forgeries. So what did they do exactly? So the Maharsha writes that they would change words if in the Torah. I mean, not they couldn't change a significant amount of the of what was written in the Torah. Maybe they could change a word here, a word there, that would go against their religious worldview. The heretics who do not believe in resurrection of the dead, so the Maharsha writes that there were two different places, and one of the places that they changed was in Devarim Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches. The Torah says that that Hashem is going to give Eretz Yisrael, Lavo Sechem, to your ancestors, Lavram Nisach Yaakov, Lo Seis Lahem Ulazor Machreb, that Hashem is going to give to them, Avram Nisach and Yaakov, Eretz Yisrael, and to their children after them. So what does that mean? It means that Avram Nisach and Yaakov are going to get Eretz Yisrael. Well, they already died. So in order for them to inherit Eretz Yisrael, they have to be resurrected from the dead. So therefore, what did these heretics do? So they erased the word Lahem. And they just read it. The Torah, this Pasuk, Lavosechem, Lavraham, Nisach, Yaakov, Laseis, Lizaram, Achareim, to give to their children after them. Similarly, in Devarim Yudalf, Pasuk Tes, says, Asher Nishpa Hashem, Lavosechem, Laseis, Lahem, Ulizaram. Same thing that Hashem promised to our ancestors, to give them and their children. So they took out the word Lahem. So it's Asher Nishpa Hashem Lavosechem Laseis Lazaram. So the heretics changed a word here, a word there, so to fit in their ideology. So how did Rav Eliezer Rav Yossi prove them wrong? So he says that Amarti Lahem, I said to them, Ziyavtem Torazchem, you changed the Torah. You forged it. You changed the text. But you didn't prove anything. Why? You say there's no resurrection of the dead from the Torah. But doesn't the Torah say when it comes to Avodah Zarah that says he kares hadefesh ahi avodah ba, that the soul should be cut off, its sin is with it. So here they couldn't really change. Like then there's the heretics would change, be a word here that would take out one word. They couldn't totally radically take out psukim, take out many words. A word here, a word there, maybe they can say that was a mistake. And they would change it. But they couldn't change like a whole sentence. So how do you interpret Ikares, Tikares, and Avonaba? The Torah says that if someone worships Avodah Zarah, Hikaris tikaris hadefesh ahi avodah ba. So why it's a double lashon? Hikaris tikaris. So hikaris tikaris, that's bola bazeh. That means he's going to die before, when he cut off, he's going to die in this world before his time. Avodah ba, when it says that his sin will be in it. So what does it mean he's going to have a sin? It already says he's going to be cut off. He's going to die before his time. What is avodah ba at that? Le'imaz, when? Lav olam haba. Does that not refer to olam haba? So in other words, hikaris tikaris is Olam Hazeh, he'll die before his time, and Avon Haba, his sin will continue in Olam Haba. The Marsha points out that Avod Abba has to refer to the future because it's Lashon Nekeva. It's not talking about Avona Bo, the sin is in him. Because Avona Ba, the sin will be Ba in it. What's it? The Neshama. So that means his Neshama will be cut off in the future, meaning no resurrection of the dead. Hikaris Tikaris, that he'll be cut off, he'll die before his time in this world. Avona Ba, the sin will be in it, in the Neshama, in the future, meaning no Tchias HaMesim. The Chiddush Rebbeinu David explains that Nefesh implies that Nefesh here, Ikaris Tikaris HaNefesh, it means the person. Not just the soul be destroyed, but the person will not reach Olam HaNeshamos because he's going to be cut off. So no resurrection of the dead. The Gemara continues on Relay Rapapa Labai Velebe Lahu Tarvai Mekaris Tikaris. Why can't you say Hikaris means Olam HaZeh, Tikaris means Olam HaBa? So Idu Havu Amarlei Dibra Torah Kol Shabbat Adam. Abai says, no, that the Torah sometimes doubles the lashon. That sometimes the Torah doubles a term because that's the way people speak. The Torah could have said Hikaris Hanav Shahi, but Hikaris Tikaris, it will surely be cut off. Don't darshan it as meaning something extra. That's the way people speak. Now this question about whether we interpret the double language to make an additional drush or not, that's actually subject to a famous debate between Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Shmuel that the Gemara here refers to. Kit Tanoi, it's like a machlokas Tanoi, a debate among the Tanoi. Hikares tikares. So the Gemara says when it comes to worshipping Avodah Zarah, this pasuk, and this is by Midbar Perek Tezvav, pasuk Lamed Aleph, says Hikares tikares, Hikares b'olam hazeh, Tikares b'olam haba, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva interprets Hikares olam hazeh, Tikares olam haba. The Torah in the previous pasuk says, and the soul that raised the axe with an outstretched arm, he is committing blasphemy against God, and the soul be cut off. So he says, what, are there three worlds? If Hikaris, Tikaris, Vinichrasa, there are three worlds. Chishol, Shalom, and Yesh, there are three worlds. Ella, Vinichrasa, in the previous pasuk, the word Vinichrasa refers to Olam Hazeh. Hikaris is Olam Haba, and Hikaris, Tikaris is Dibra Torah Kol Hashem B'nei Adam. So we really have, what's fascinating is we end up in these two psukim, and Bamidbar, Tezvav, Lamed, Lamed Aleph, we have the Vinichrasa and pasuk Lamed. We have Hikares, Tikares, and Avona Ba. So we have four expressions, right? One, Vinichrasa in Pasuk Lamed, and Lamed Aleph, we have Hikares, and we have Tikares, and Avona Ba. So the Gemara says, so what emerges from here, though, is so what does Rabbi Akiva do with the word Vinichrasa in the previous Pasuk? So he understands that to refer to the Megadev. The Rabbi Akiva understands the Pasuk Lamed, when he talks about someone to be cut off, that's someone who commits blasphemy. Rabbi Yishmael understands that no, Pasuk Lamed and Lamed Aleph refer to someone who worships Avodah Zarah. So Vinichrasa refers to he'll be cut off in this world. And Hikaris Tikaris, the next Pasuk, referred to Olam Haba. But both, the Gemara says, Bein the Rabbi Yishmael, Bein the Rabbi Kiva, Avodah Ba, Mayav the Bein. What do they do with the phrase Avodah Ba? So the Gemara says, Lich to Tanya. We need it for the following teaching in the Braisa. Yachal, if he lost a tshuva, I might think that if you worship Avodah Zarah, you chayv karis, even if you do tshuva, maybe once you commit the sin, that's it, you're done. You can't repent and be off and not receive punishment. Tabu lomar, comes the pasuk and says, Avodah Ba. Lomar ti el bizman shavodah ba. That you only receive this punishment when your sin is still with you and you didn't do tshuva. But if you did tshuva, you're not chayv karis. So what emerges from here is that if you go through the list of the three tanaim, we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, who successfully defeated the heretics. And then we have Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar would say, Hikares is Olam Hazeh. Tikares is also Olam Hazeh. Avon Abba is Olam Abba. We don't know what he's going to say with the word Vinichrasa, how he interprets that. Maybe he'll interpret like Rabbi Akiva, that maybe refers to it refers to the Megadev. Rabbi Kiva understands, Hikares Olavaza, Tikares Olavba. Avoda Ba says that you only get this punishment of Kares when you didn't do tshuva. And Vinichrasan, the previous pasuk, is talking about Megadev, someone who commits blasphemy, he gets Kares. Rabbi Shmuel says, Hikares, well, let's go to the previous pasuk is talking about also Avoda Zara. So Vinichrasan, the previous pasuk, is Olamazah. Hikares is Olam Haba. He'll be cut off in Olam Haba, meaning no Tchias HaMesim. Tikares, Dibra Torah, B'Klosh HaBnei Adam. It doesn't come teaching the traditional drasha. And Avon Haba teaches you that you only get punished if you don't do Teshuvah. So, by the way, the Rambam writes, and the Rambam quotes this. He quotes Kares. He says he quotes this in Hilchos Teshuvah, Perches Halacha Aleph, and he says that the greatest good for the tzaddikim, for the righteous people, is Olam Haba. Again, the Rambam holds that Olam Haba means the place where we go when we die, the Olam HaNeshamos. And the Rambam says that when the Torah says Hikares Tikares, we learn that the Nefesh who commits worships of Avodah Zarah, he will be cut off both from this world and in the next world. And then he's presumably then, according to the Rambam, then if he's cut off from the next world, from Olam Haba, the Olam HaNeshamos, then there's no possibility for Tchias HaMesim. Now, just want to point out that there's an interesting question that when we talk about Tchias HaMesim, who gets Tchias HaMesim? But we said that someone could get Hikaris Tikaris. If you commit the sin of Avodah Zarah, you're not gonna be resurrected from the dead. Okay, so no Tchias HaMesim. Does that mean everyone else who doesn't get Karis is brought back to life? So the Rambam in his commentary to the Mishnah and Sanhedrin in the first Mishnah and Sanhedrin Perek Yud, where he talks about his 13 principles of faith, he says Tchias HaMesim is a foundational principle. And it's only for tzaddikim. It's only righteous people will be resurrected from the dead. Why only righteous people? So the Sefer Ikarim, Rav Yosef Abel, suggests that the goal of Tchias HaMesim is to show the greatness of God and to show the truth. So therefore, only the righteous will be resurrected. In other words, God is sort of showcasing, these are the people who got it right. He doesn't need to resurrect everyone. When we die, and the greatest good is to be in the world of the Olam HaNeshamos, what the Rambam calls Olam Haba, the world of the souls connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why would he bring someone back to life? To show the greatness of Hashem and to publicize in this world, these were true believers. That's the purpose. That's why only tzaddikim. The goal of the resurrection is only to elevate God through the presence of the tzaddikim. It should be noted, though, that the Sefer Karm writes that this is not the only position among the Rishonim. Some hold that the resurrection of the dead is not only for those who are completely righteous. For example, the Mabit says that even Beinonim, as long as you're not wicked, you could be resurrected from the dead as well. So that's an interesting machlokes, who's going to be resurrected from the dead. Now, then we move on to the next story. The next story is Shala Cleopatra Malkusa. So we have Cleopatra. So this is the queen of Egypt. Now, many queens of Egypt were called Cleopatra. This is not the famous one because she's asking Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is living in the second century. The famous Cleopatra lived 300 years beforehand. So she wants to know, Amra, she said, Yadana de Chaye Shachvi. Okay, I believe that the dead will come back to life. That I know. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, via tzitzu meir keesev haaretz. That the pasuk says that we will come back to life, and we will be like, and we'll come back to life, we'll sprout like the grass on the land. So So Ella Kishahim Omdim, but when we get up after we're resurrected, Omdim Ba'arumim O Bilvusheyam Omdim, are we gonna stand up unclothed or with our clothing? And what do you mean? Where are we going to wear clothing when we arise from the dead? Because the notion of Revav, you know, in we quote this Pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Tezayin Pasuk Zayin. We say this on the night of the Haggadah. We say Revava Kitzemach Asad in Esatich. We talk about how we multiplied in Egypt. We were like the Tzemach Asadah. And it says Usirech Tzimech V'at Erom Ver Erya, that we were like naked. We were unclothed. We were like, we grew like grass, or like grass in the field, totally wild. So she wants to know, are we going to, when we come back to life, are we going to be like the Esav? Are we going to be like unclothed? Or are we going to wear clothing? Now, the, like, because Esav again is without clothing. And what's the answer? The answer is, so Amar La, Rameir says back to her, Kavachomer Mechita. It's a Kavachomer from a wheat kernel. Umachita shenikbara aruma, and just like a wheat kernel that's buried, unclothed, as it were, it's without a shell. When you plant a kernel in the ground, it's without a shell, it's unclothed. Yotza bekama levushim, as it comes out, when it grows, it's wearing clothing, as it were, with many shells. The stalk is, it's like the kernel now is clothed with shells. Sadikim shenikbara bilvushim alchas kama, righteous people who are buried in their clothing. When a righteous person is buried with clothing, with shrouds, certainly they should arise, be resurrected with their clothing. So what's going on here? So first of all, is the question clothed or unclothed? Is this, so one way you could look at it is the question, are they going to be wearing tachrich in shrouds, or are they actually having real clothing? So one way you could look at this, the Sanhedrin Katan understands this question that's being asked, is simply, Tachrichim are shatnis. So the question that she's really asking is, will mitzvos be null in the future? Or when we come back from the dead, are we going to be wearing our tachrichim, meaning are we going to be wearing shatnis, to indicate that maybe there will be, we're not going to observe the mitzvah of shatnis and maybe a certain other mitzvos when we come back to life? Maybe that's the question. The truth is, but not necessarily. It could refer to actually clothing. Tosfos and Ksuvos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis, says that there's one opinion that means we're talking that the question's about tachrichin, that the question is when they come back to life, are they come back with the wearing shrouds? But the Yerushalmi says that Rebbe said that they're actually going to wear real clothing when they come back from the dead. And his proof, perhaps, is from the story of Shmuel. When Shmuel rose from the dead, when Shaul summoned Shmuel and he rose from the dead, he was wearing a garment. And maybe the question is the purpose of clothing to identify the person? Everyone's a distinct type of clothing. Or is the goal of clothing to prevent embarrassment when you arise from the dead? You don't want to arise unclothed. So maybe it's tachrichim, maybe it's shrouds. So you're not going to be embarrassed. You're going to wear a tachrichim. Or do you wear your distinct clothing? Now, Rav Ezra Bick said, what's the purpose of this discussion here? He suggested that maybe clothing is our stature. And maybe the question is that Cleopatra is asking, that when we are resurrected, are we born naked, fresh, anew? Or when we are born, are we born as a continuation of our previous life, that we're not starting over? Are we born without clothing, new, unconnected to our past? Or are we born with our clothing, connected to what we were in our previous life? Do we arise at the point that we left off? Maybe we'll have different bodies, and maybe we'll have different clothing. But maybe the point of Rabbi Meir telling Cleopatra that we come back with clothing is that we're coming back to life as a continuation of our previous life. we're coming, maybe, as I mentioned in a previous Gemara, when we talk about that our goal when we come back to life is maybe when we die in this world with unfinished business, we don't do everything that we set out to do. But that's okay, because we come back to life, we continue that which we started. And that's what it means to come back with clothing, to come back connected to the past and finish that which we started. And maybe the point is also when it comes to the metaphor of the kernel of wheat. The kernel of wheat is planted without clothing and it comes back clothed. But it's the kernel of wheat, when it's planted or it's buried, it's not dead. And maybe that's the point. If we're comparing ourselves when we die to the kernel of wheat, the kernel of wheat, when it's planted, it's not dead at all. It's getting ready to be planted, to grow again. So when we die, we're not 100% dead when we die. We are sleeping. We are the kernel of wheat, which will turn into wheat. Something new out of something old.